The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the Studio Gym, where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. Today is Wednesday, which means we are doing our regularly scheduled episode of Science for Humans with Dr. Jeff Galini, and we're going to start that in just a second. I have one announcement to make. I know I said that Dr. J would be on Facebook Live with us today. We are having some technical difficulties with camera on his end. I promise you, you will see his handsome face next week. But today, it's just my ugly mug here on Facebook Live. And Dr. Jeff's
this
voice.
This is Science for Humans with Dr. Jeff Galini.
Dr. J, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Carl. Boy, technical difficulties, huh?
Dr. J and I were just commiserating and complaining to each other about every time we add something new technologically, something else goes wrong with it. And so I said, I guess I'm not going to be able to have you on camera with me today. And Dr. J goes, darn, I combed my hair today. Yeah, exactly. I didn't come in my pajamas today. I actually wore clothes.
Well, you know, when you do radio, you don't have to worry about your appearance. But, you know, when you're doing videos, so, you know, I do all my TV stuff first, and then I stick my headphones on, and I'm getting ready for my audio, and then, you know, it messes your hair up. So.
Yeah, exactly. So today's show is actually the result of a woman named Emma who sent Dr. J a question. She said, what's this cryogenic thing I'm hearing all about for healing? Can you educate me on this and give me your thoughts? And so, of course, Dr. J goes and does the heavy lifting and looks into it. It's been around for a while now, hasn't it? Cryotherapy really came on the scene about in the 70s, but became mainstream in Europe in the 80s. And now it's made its way here to the United States.
It has. I mean, you know, I was thinking about this morning. There was an old movie, I don't know if it was from the 80s, with Sylvester Stallone, Demolition Man.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Remember they put the criminals in the cryo tanks and they froze them and stuff.
Yeah.
So Hollywood has been using that for some time. Unfortunately, you know, the Hollywood version is nothing like the real version. But scientists have been working with, you know, cryogenics, which is basically freezing, you know. They use usually nitrogen gas, although helium has been used.
Really?
And these gases are interesting because nitrogen isn't a liquid, but it converts to a gas because it's so cold that it actually vaporizes. But, I was looking into, you know, again, where did this whole thing start? What is it? So I'm going to give you a little bit of physics background.
Okay.
So basically, cryogenics is the study of the production and behavior of material at very low temperatures. So we've been doing this for, I don't know, how many tens of maybe 100 years, you know, trying to see what happens to tissue when we freeze it, which is where kind of the whole refrigeration came from, was part of the whole cryogenics things. We see that by refrigerating, we essentially slow down growth. We slow things down from happening. So if you ever wonder why you put something in the refrigerator and it lasts longer than sitting it on the counter, mm-hmm. Well, that's kind of cryogenics in a infant stage, I guess, or in a cooler stage.
Right.
But usually you got to get down to about 238 Fahrenheit. That's usually what's considered cryogenics.
Okay, so the whole thing about cryotherapy right now originated from, in the 1980s, they started to use cryotherapy with athletes first. But there is some research outside the United States on its use for skin lesions and also, believe it or not, multiple sclerosis, with some limited benefits, let's say. But it really it really exploded on the scene here in the United States. I'd say in the past 10 years, it was being used on elite athletes. Because don't forget, athletes, they do these contrast baths where they get in an ice tub for a while and then they get in a hot shower or a steam room. And they go back and forth because that's supposed to pump blood in and out and remove metabolic waste and reduce soreness. But this is promoted as only this. You only need this. You don't need the hot part. You just need the cold part. I kind of disagree with this, by the way.
Well, you know, again, you've got to look at this actually started in the 1970s in Japan. I mean, they were the one that first thought about, you know, using this cold thing. Again, you know, we've talked about healing. We know the benefits of ice. And it's interesting. There is no real scientific data that says ice really works. But ice and, you know, an athlete going hot cold is a similar concept to these cryogenic chambers, you know, because once you get in a chamber, nitrogen gas comes in, the temperature outside of your body lowers to about 238 Fahrenheit. You're only in there for a maximum of 3 minutes because you turn into an ice cube. When you come out and you hit room temperature, you immediately warm up. So that's where the hot comes from. You know, where ice, you know, you're only sitting at maybe, you know, 30 degrees, maybe, you know, 28, 20 degrees Fahrenheit, and then you warm it up to 170. Because you are at such an extreme temperature, just going to room temperature, they're claiming does the same type of thing.
Yeah, and I disagree on that end, but there are some other things that are concerning to me. So we know that, like, when they use it for DOMS, delayed onset muscle soreness, right? We know that the thing that gets rid of DOMS the best is when you get fresh blood into that muscle and you irrigate out all of that metabolic debris. This is actually causing a clamping down of the small blood vessels in the vasculature. In the skin and subcutaneous and in the muscle. If you don't do something to expand that again, this kind of oscillation effect, what you're effectively doing is, in my humble opinion, is reducing recovery. You're reducing the things that you want, the adaptations to exercise that you want. What do you think of that? You think I'm off base on that?
Well, no, I think you are. And, you know, first of all, there's no scientific evidence that these cryogenic chambers for pain work. Now, if you remember a few years ago, it was for weight loss. You freezed off the fat.
Yeah.
But one of the things people fail to realize is what is happening is you are slowing down the blood flow. The blood wants to rush internally to protect your internal organs from freezing because, again, it thinks it's in a survival mode. But this coldness is also essentially numbing the nerve sites. The transmission from pain from that area to the brain are being cut off. So people who go into these things say, oh, I had pain. I went in. My pain disappeared. And then I say, well, does it come back? Well, it kind of comes back in a half hour or so. So I don't know whether it's a temporary thing.
I think it is.
Because, again,
I'm glad you said this. Pain. Who's breathing heavy? Somebody just said I'm breathing heavy. I'm sorry. I must be breathing into my microphone. I apologize. I tend to think that it is temporary in nature. I really do. I think that the acute effect of maybe numbing makes you think something's happening, but really nothing is happening at all.
No. And you know, using ice, I mean, we are seeing, you know, some sports doctors are saying that it does have an analgesic effect. I mean, again, because anytime you can slow down tissue growth. So, again, you have an injury. Things are happening. If you ice immediately, you are slowing down what is going on, the buildup of anti-inflammatory agents and things. So, again, I think you have to be careful with getting too cold or getting too hot. And the same thing with the cryo. Again, this is my personal opinion. I know there are lots of professional athletes. The Mavericks, they claim that's why they won the NBA Finals a few years ago, but it was so good they would have came back and, you know, repeated. But I think you got to be careful because man, what does that do to the heart and stuff? I mean, by literally
forget that.
Down.
You know, remember what you just said? You said they only put you in there for short periods of time, like for 3 minutes or less. You can get severe frostbite. Or
I know.
These are not considered whole body chambers because your head is out. But when the nitrogen
close
gas
enough.
But when the nitrogen gas vaporizes, you're inhaling it. There are people who've been asphyxiated by inhaling too much nitrogen. It displaces the oxygen in your lungs.
And the other thing is, look at the people running these. They're minimum wage people. They're not doctors. I mean, shouldn't this be something that should be more controlled by medical professionals?
I think so. I mean, this is something that if it goes wrong, you could lose a limb. Like if somebody forgets you in there.
Anybody can go buy one of these chambers. They're about $55,000, and you can open up a business, kind of like suntan business or anything else. It's a business. It's not a medical thing. So, again, I think we have to be careful with that. You know, like any new thing coming down, you know, do athletes think it helps? Maybe it does a little bit. It's like icing, but not for, what was the cost of that thing? I mean, anywhere for $75 to $150 for 3 minutes?
Yeah.
Give me an ice pack.
Yeah, or an ice bath. Let's go back to the old days. They used to fill those metal tubs up with ice water, and the athletes used to immerse themselves in them. And then they would get in a hot shower.
I'm telling you, Carl, you know, being an athlete my whole life, you know, I learned, you know, from our trainers back in high school. I used to mess my ankles up a lot. And I remember one time, you know, this was during football. I sprained my ankle on Monday. I mean, I couldn't even walk. What did I do? After school, during school, I mean, came into the locker room, stuck my foot down in ice, a bucket of ice.
Right.
And I remember my coach going, stick it down in there, man. It's cold. Don't care. Do you want to play on Friday? Trust me. For the first 2 days, I mean, every hour I was going in the locker room, they were giving me a pass to get out, and I was sticking my foot down in a bucket for about 15 minutes. Day three, bucket of ice, hot whirlpool, bucket of ice, hot whirlpool. And that's that whole hot-cold thing that I still do today. Now, to me, that is better because, again, that ice is helping get rid of that inflammation, but it's not cold enough that it's freezing the tissue. That's why you don't leave it in there for an hour. You know, again, it's a short duration of time. And then, like you said, by then warming it up, you are slowing down the blood flow, which again, slows down the oxygen. So how can something heal without oxygen? Now you've got to oxygenate it. So by heating it up, now we're getting fresh blood. We're getting a burst of oxygen going to that area. And my story is, by Friday, with a little bit of ultrasound, my ankle was healed. Something that normally would take somebody 6 to 8 weeks to heal from. So, again, you know, there are better techniques. I haven't personally gotten into one of those things. I would not get in one of those things. I hate going outside in the wintertime.
Yeah, that's funny. But, you see, okay, so I'm a big fan of sitting in the sauna and jumping in an ice-cold shower, a post-workout.
Yes.
I was doing that for a while. I'm not doing it right now. I believe that exclusively heat is not a good thing and exclusively cold is not a good thing. I think that they work together to kind of oscillate blood supply, blood flow.
Yes.
And the problem is that these cryotherapy units that are being sold as the only thing you need. This is the only thing you need, and it's not true. I could see getting and by the way, there are some interesting phenomena. When you get in one of those cryotherapy units, you actually – your internal body temperature can go up as much as 2 degrees because your body is resisting the cold. They've taken rectal temperatures on people that are in whole body cryo units. That's head and everything. They're wearing a mask and all that sort of stuff. Their body temperature could go up as much as 2 degrees, but then when they get out, it comes right back down again. That's why I keep saying all the effects of this are acute. They're acute.
Yep.
The skin is one of the largest, it is the largest organ in the body. And if you stimulate it certain ways, you will produce hormones and stuff like that. I do agree with that. But it's not long term. For 3 minutes, that's it. It's gone. So what you're experiencing is acute.
Let me tell you something else that's of concern. If anyone has ever been to a dermatologist and you have a mole or something, what do? They break out the can of liquid nitrogen. And within about, 5 or 10 seconds, they freeze that mold. They know as dermatology that you got to be very careful because the skin is delicate. So what is this doing to our skin? I mean, for 3 minutes, you know, lowering the temperature because your skin is coming in first contact with that. Is it killing the bacteria and things that are good for you?
Well, the two warnings about these cryotherapy units is developing frostbite and inhaling too much of the gas, and
right.
Actually it causes an asphyxiation effect. So this is nothing to be taken lightly. And then when you look at the idea that it's going to cost you $300 $150 for 3 minutes, I think there's better ways to spend your money.
Yeah, and I wonder if how many people have gotten frostbite from those things so far.
The FDA claims that these occurrences are seriously underreported because the gyms and the places that they're getting them are going, oh, you know, we can work this out with you, we can fix this for you, and no one goes and reports it. That's what they're saying. That's part of the problem.
Well, it is, because, you know, it's like how many people get sunburned from a sunbed. I mean, they don't report that.
No.
They're not going to report frostbite either.
No. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back on the other side, we're going to pick it up talking about cryotherapy here on Superhuman Radio. This is Science for Humans. We'll be right back.
This is Science for Humans with Dr.
Yes, it
Jeff
is Science
Galini.
For Humans.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today. Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Alaskans agree that sockeye offers the truest salmon taste. Over decades of fishing Alaskan waters, Vital Choice has rare access to the very finest of these fish. Vital Choice sockeye comes from smaller harvest regions with fewer boats and faster processing. So our sockeye is flash frozen within hours of harvest to capture its fresh caught quality. Rich in flavor, omega-3s, and vitamin D, our most popular salmon also abounds in astaxanthin, the potent antioxidant that provides its vibrant red hue. Save 15% off. Go to Superhuman Radio and click the Vital Choice banner ad today. Few products can boast being considered the food of the gods by the Aztecs. But the ingredients in Bio Superfood have been. Some algae are the most efficient forms of nutrients, proteins, minerals, enzymes, fatty acids, antioxidants, and much more. Bio Superfood is something you have to experience for yourself. That's why, for a limited time, buy any Bio Superfood products and save 15% off your first order. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad to read the research and learn why Bio Superfood is the best supplement in the world you're not already taking.
Hey, this is Carl. I want to remind you of the importance of electrolytes. Because of all the workout supplements on the market today, I think electrolytes are the most important but the most overlooked. Check out the new Jigsaw Electrolytes Electrolyte Supreme. It contains a broad spectrum of electrolytes plus a few extra minerals and vitamins. The lemon-lime flavor tastes great, and it comes in single-serving packets that make it easy for you to take on the go. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme banner ad today and save 10% off your purchase.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips with 21 grams of high-quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back. Every day I'm hustling. We're here with Science for Humans expert, Dr. Jeff Gallini, and we're talking about this new cryotherapy. So what do you think, Dr. J? Is there anything it's good for?
You know what? I was just looking at something here. It appears that the FDA has not approved this for the treatment of injuries. And there has been death. There was a death in 2015 that somebody froze to death in that thing. And here's what was even more disturbing is there's some company now that you can buy a home system for $45,000 and take it home.
Wow. That's amazing.
This is crazy because liquid nitrogen is very, very dangerous. I mean, we work with it here. I mean, it is so cold that literally, I mean, it would freeze your hand off in a matter of seconds, you know. And these chambers, you know, again, being unregulated, this particular ad says, scientists say cryotherapy is expensive BS, but it probably won't kill you.
But it actually can.
I sorry to anybody out there who believes in it or maybe has a business, but this is my opinion. I think I would be better with sticking with hot and cold, like you said. You know, if these cryo chambers maybe, you know, went down to like an ice bath, but you don't put your whole body in there. Again, that's what gets me. If you've got an ankle injury, why do you stick your whole body in there? That's got to be doing something to your internal organs.
You know, and again, I think that the magic is the oscillation, the hot and cold, hot and cold. I mean, you know, when you get an abrasion or a hematoma or something, the doctor will tell you to use hot and cold compresses because that's what gets the metabolic waste and damaged material out. Just freezing and stepping into a normal room, that's just not the same thing as going from one extreme to the other. Even when the cold extreme is so far extreme, and then that you're still going to room temperature. If it was, I mean, again, I have seen research where they use it when people have skin lesions. Think about that. Why?
Yeah.
Because it actually freezes the cytosol inside the cell, and the cell bursts and it dies.
So I think somebody sat down and thought, you know what? We can't make any money off of ice and heat. Let's figure out a way of making money, and let's, you know, get some athlete. You know how superstitious athletes are.
Let's
get some athlete. And that's where it started with these NBA players. You know, they got some athletes, and these guys swore it cured everything. And here you go. A business has started, and, you know, people are making a lot of money with no research. Isn't it interesting you can release something like this without being approved by the FDA? But good gosh, let us come out with a brand new protein and see what happens, huh?
Well, as long as you don't make any claims, the FDA is fine with you coming out. If you come out with a protein and don't tell anybody
look at the claims. I'm looking at
That's what I'm saying. They're making all these claims. Where's the FDA?
Yeah, I know. Jeez.
Bizarre.
So, if you got a bunch of money to waste and you got nothing better to do with it, I guess go try it. But if you're smart, get you an ice bag and a bathtub, and there you go, man.
Yeah, you do your job that way. Listen, Dr. J, I know that it's coming time soon for the Supplement Santa to visit again, right?
He is. May 17th, Facebook Live, Dr. Jeff Gallini. And a lot of you have said, I've tried to get on Facebook, but I don't know where to see these live videos. It's something you have to do. You have to go to my page, and there's something, I think it's under following. You have to click that scroll-down menu, and you have to say, be notified of live videos. So if you've never done that, you want to do that on my page, and then you'll be notified when I'm going live so you don't have to figure it out. But, man, I give away all kind of stuff, Carl.
So what's coming up now? What are you giving away this time?
It's a secret, man.
You haven't decided yet. You know, That's good. You're putting it together. Yeah, you're putting it together.
I wait to see how many people. I always say the more people, the more I'm going to give away. So I have some basic stuff. But like last month, more and more people came on and watched. So I was only going to give away a year's supply of Crealcalin, and the winner ended up getting a year's supply of Crealcalin and Carbolin, along with a bunch of clothing. And I always give away a wad of cash. So people walk away with thousands of dollars worth of stuff. So
yeah, that's awesome.
So 7 o'clock Mountain Standard Time.
We actually have
Wednesday
a question.
The 17th.
We have a question. I'm sorry. Repeat that. I apologize for interrupting you.
That's okay. I said Wednesday, the 17th of May, 7 o'clock p.m. Mountain Standard Time. Facebook Live.
John Peaks wants to know when the Magic Pain Relief Cream will be available. Is he talking about the stuff that comes in the joint kit now?
He is. We took it off the EFX Sports line because it didn't quite fit on that athletic line,
sure.
Although you would think athletes want to use it. So we're going to be bringing it back as an online exclusive for EFX Sports. So sometime in the next, 4 to 6 weeks, all these items that people really liked that the stores didn't want to carry, and that's the bottom line, the stores just didn't want to carry it. They'd rather sell their Bengay and not have to deal with something that actually works. So
right.
They'll be able to get it from EFXSports.com.
And one more thing. You have released a new book. You're writing these books now about testosterone and other things, too. You have a new book that's being released now, right?
I do. I have a whole Dr. Jeff Health series over the next year. They're little mini books. They're about 50 pages, about an hour worth of reading. The first one is done. The printer has shipped them, and it's called The Truth About Your Testosterone. And if you're a man or woman, you really need to learn about what's going on. We've had some conversations on this show. I've done a lot of videos about it, but I'm really getting into the nuts and bolts of telling you what not to do, what to do, what to eat, and what not to eat. Because, again, there are a lot of things we are doing that we are hindering our production of testosterone, and we're wondering why there is so much low T today versus, 25 years ago.
Right.
So, again, you want to find out how you can get a copy of this book. And probably one of our shows, Carl, coming up, we're going to be talking about it, and we're going to be giving away some free ones. But they're not very expensive. They're less than $5 for a great piece of research information.
Do you know back in 2003, LabCorp's testosterone assay standard, the top end was 1,100 nanograms a deciliter. This is for total test. The bottom end was 420. In that period of time to today, they have shifted the bottom down. So the bottom is no longer 420. The bottom is now 330. Now think about this. Women's testosterone can be as high as in the mid-200s. If you're a man and you're at 335, they say you're okay. You don't need testosterone therapy. Think about this. Why would that shift down? Because epidemiological research shows that the population's testosterone levels are dropping. So this is the new normal. It's scary.
And I have figured out why, and it's in my book. So if you want to know why you have low testosterone, not just from aging, it's going to be pretty shocking to a lot of people, because one of the things is what the majority of people do out there, and it's lowering their testosterone. In a couple of weeks, we'll give away a few nuggets from the book.
And so, again, when will the book be available, and how can people get it?
It will be available in about 2 weeks, and you'll be able to find it at www.efxsports.com.
Bam.
There'll be a book section that will have this book and also my Dangers of Creatinine book, which is, you know, out there everywhere. You can find that.
And that's it
and
for today.
And then every couple months, as a new book, you know, comes on board. My next one is going to be all of my my diet principles that I always talk about. So I'm putting that in a book. I'm going to be sharing that, giving people in-depth insight to reaching their goals with a much more healthier eating plan.
Yeah, that's going to be nice. It's all the stuff that you've been talking about and doing, but you're just going to put it in one place so people can just open it up, read through, and have everything they have. They need.
You know, somebody last year said, Dr. Jeff, why don't you write a book? You know, you got all this great stuff. And I always email them PDFs or Word docs. And I thought, you know, I think that would be cool, you know, where people, you know, can get some good information for cheap and have it organized. So I can't remember who that was. But if you're a Science for Human listeners, email me and I'll get you a free copy.
Right. There you go. And obviously, if you want to stay in touch with Dr. J, his Facebook page, Dr. Jeff Gallini, PhD, or reach out to him on superhumanradio.com at the bottom right-hand corner where it says Ask the Scientist. And you can also ask him a question that he will answer on a future Science for Humans, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. And that's it for today. And we will see you next week, brother. And next week we're going to have a working camera on his end. So it'll balance
out. We'll have
out,
it working.
Yeah, it'll balance out my ugly mug with his handsome mug next to me. So there you go.
So I'm going to go get a new brush. That's how confident I'm going to be that it's going to work. I get my hair all right. All right, everybody. Take care.
Talk to you later. All right, so stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Discover the faster way of getting real results with BodybuildingSupplements.com. BodybuildingSupplements.com has powerful, proven solutions like patent technology, Crealkaline Supreme, Mass Pro Synthogen, and Adaptogen N.
RVD here. I love Adaptogen N. Give it a try. You'll see.
Buy Adaptogen N at BodybuildingSupplements.com. See remarkable results in 21 days or your money back. BodybuildingSupplements.com. Since 1993, the trusted source for real results.
Use promo code SUPERHUMAN and get an extra 15% off your Adaptogen N today at BodybuildingSupplements.com.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoKana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the KetoKana banner ad today.
Quest Keto is making the ketogenic lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever.
The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more, you can enjoy it all and experience the benefits of this nutritious approach anytime, anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to QuestKeto.com to order your meals today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Guess I should turn my mic back on first, right? Welcome back. I was supposed to have another guest, but he fell out an hour and a half before the show today, and I didn't have the time or the wherewithal to drop somebody new in, reach out to somebody, ask them if they could come on. So this is the end of today's show. I am still trying to get the audio. So the audio going to the podcast is fine. When the audio going to the podcast is fine, it seems like my microphone is too hot going to the video cast. I'm hoping that I can get this thing figured out this weekend and be done with that part of this journey, because we have a lot more to do that we want to do. I need people to pass the shows around that they really like. When you start seeing videos of shows that you like, I just need you to share them. Because the more shares we get and the more exposure we get, the higher up in the hierarchy of Facebook our Facebook Live events will be. The more you share live events, either while they're going on or later on over the course of the next 2 days, that actually moves us up because it means that our shows are appealing. And so Facebook actually gives us a priority and feeds us to people that aren't even on our typical feed. So please, if you hear a show and you really got something out of it and there's a Facebook Live version of it, please share it around Facebook. That's all I've got to say about that. And really, I really have nothing else to talk about. I'm going to let everybody go early today, and we will see you tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. And thank you for listening.